Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
And we welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. At the break, it is Mountain Home leading Heritage 44-22 in this girls' game of the first round of the first Arkansas Bell Bonds Tournament. We'll look over our numbers in just a moment. Right now, we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home boys basketball coach Josh Fulcher. And Josh, you said it, this coming off a 66-59 loss at Russellville, you said it was going to be a hard-fought matchup by both teams, and it definitely was.
Yeah, it was. You know, while they come out, well, first, before we get started, man, how about those Lady Bombers? I mean, they're on fire tonight. Hopefully, what they're doing will get contagious to the boys' side, and we can come out playing well, half as good as they are. But, the other night at Russellville, knew we had, we had our hands full. I thought Russellville came out and played. They shot the ball really well. They offensive, especially that first half, they shot the ball really well. I think offensively, we played probably one of our better games in a while. It's hard to chase those points and have it down to a two possession game there and just kind of get lose track of a loose ball off a free throw and. And we've got it. We've got to learn to, quit. We're competing against ourselves at times, and we've got to learn to not do that because the other teams are good enough. The whole purpose of it, we got a big tournament coming here, and we got three games, three opportunities to get this thing rolling, get back in a nice little groove. Because next week we got them Jonesboro Hurricane coming to town.
That's right. Yeah, conference opener.
You betcha.
One thing I did want to mention about you said that these teams are good enough, particularly Russellville. One player definitely that I paid a lot of attention to, particularly in that second half, was Ryan Sikowski. It seemed like he had an answer for everything you guys threw at him.
He really did. They they haven't most of the year they haven't really just went to feeding the post there. And they did a really good job of attacking. We had some defensive mismatches. We were getting beat on some pick and roll stuff.
Yeah.
We had to get a more athletic person guarding those pick and rolls. And in turn, it got a little smaller there. And, man, he sealed over the top and had three big buckets there against us. Really good adjustment by them. They saw the mismatch and took advantage of it. And Sikowski's a good little player there, and he made some big shots for him. That's what you do in during a game. You make in-game adjustments, we had to make some in-game adjustments to stop the bleeding there defensively, and then they countered, and they kind of finished with that last counter there, and in turn made us pay for it inside the post.
You're getting ready to start off the first Arkansas Bell Bonds tournament against this Mountain Home Christian Academy team.
Uh-huh.
I know probably a lot of listeners may not be familiar with them, because they play a lot, for the most part, a much different league than what you guys are used to.
Yeah, well, they're playing, they play a lot of their games are in Missouri, and they do a lot of travel in that homeschool league. And, it all came about. We had lost a team here in our tournament, and I'd called up Coach Bingham. I got a hold of his contact information from Philip Taylor, one of our coaches here. His son plays there,
right?
And was able to get a hold of him, and good thing, we were able to bring them over here. They were excited to be over here. And, I don't know much about them just because I don't have a whole lot of film on them. But
yeah,
they come in probably boasting the best record in this thing. They've won 10 games. some of their personnel I'm familiar with. You know, they can play ball. We've got to, it's going to be a tough game for us. We're going to have to play well to beat these guys. But, you know, I think it's a great opportunity. We got another team here in town, and let's square up, go toe to toe, and may the best team win tonight.
All right. Well, Josh, thanks for joining us, and good luck tonight.
Matt, appreciate all you do. You know, we've got – I just want to tell all the listeners here, we got a lot of folks here tonight. We've got another half here of these Lady Bombers, and we've got three fantastic days of basketball. We've got 2 days left, but there's still plenty of time to come out here to day one and support these Bombers. But, Matt, appreciate all you do, and hope you had a Merry Christmas, and let's have a fantastic new year, my friend.
You too, Josh. That was Mount Tom Boys basketball coach Josh Fulcher. We'll take a break. We'll come back and check our numbers in just a moment. Our score at the break, Mountain Home leading Heritage 44-22. You're listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
We welcome you back into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Mountain Home leading Hermitage at the break at this girls game in the First Arkansas Bell Bonds Tournament. 44-22 is our score. Let's take a look at the scoring summary for both teams. First off, from Mountain Home, Peyton Husky in double figures right now with 13 points. 9 points each for Emma Martin and Anna Grace Foreman. 5 on the night so far for Leah Jackson. 3 each for Kate Gilbert and Emily Payne. And 2 for Kyra Penn. For Hermitage, Cassie Hollingsworth leading the way with 9 points. 7 on the night for Cindy Wilkerson, 5 for Haley Rainey, and 1 for Christian Marshall. So far, Mountain Home with only 6 turnovers, but Hermitage with 17 right now. No ties and no lead changes so far in this matchup. Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll come back and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at the break, Mountain Home leading Hermitage 44-22. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!